We're going to look today at one of my favorite books of the Bible, the book of Daniel. And I'm going to start reading in the first chapter, beginning in verse 1. Listen to this. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Some years ago, when a good friend of mine died, well-meaning people started sending books about the grieving process over to his mom and dad's house. I suppose they were trying to help them feel better. One of these books, a really well-known one by a self-help author, was sitting on the coffee table when I came over to visit. I don't know why they gave us that book, my deceased friend's father said, because it doesn't seem to have a point. It says that bad things happen to good people, and that's just the way life is. Now, I could see on his face that that book didn't offer the one thing he really needed at that moment, hope. When Nebuchadnezzar sacked the city of Jerusalem some 2,500 years ago, the situation looked pretty hopeless. Not only was the city defeated, they also plundered the temple and put the spoils into their own pagan temples as a kind of public advertisement to the surrounding nations that the Babylonian gods were greater than the God of Israel. I don't know about you, but if I were an Israelite living at that time, I would find very little hope in that situation. Maybe you'd be tempted to think that God doesn't really exist, because apparently he did nothing to stop the catastrophe. Or maybe, if you're like some of the religious writers I've come across, you'd be tempted to think that God really does exist, but maybe he's powerless and just can't do anything to help you, even if he wanted to. Worse yet, maybe God could have done something, but he doesn't care. Well, to be really honest about it, those are the sorts of thoughts that cross people's minds all the time, which is one of the reasons why the book of Daniel opens the way it does. Notice in the destruction of Jerusalem that the Bible says, "The Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand." God wasn't absent from the battlefield. In fact, he played an active role. He actually turned the tide against the descendants of Israel. Of course, as you read through the rest of the Bible, and the book of Jeremiah in particular, you discover exactly why God allowed this to happen. It was a matter of saving the nation of Israel so that Messiah could come through them as promised and bring salvation to the world. Israel had lost its way so badly that everything was in jeopardy, and God was determined to bring his son into the world as planned. Now, you need to be a little bit careful about this because we can take it too far and begin suggesting that every single affliction you suffer comes from God. But you know, the principle is still important to remember. When life begins to fall apart, it's quite likely God is allowing it to happen. Not because he wants you to suffer, not because he gets some sort of kick out of seeing you struggle, but sometimes because he's got bigger plans for your life than you're allowing him to execute through you. And occasionally, a tough spot in life is exactly what we need, because it really forces us to focus, and it helps to chip away the defects in our character. So that means, of course, that once in a while, the arrival of the Babylonian armies on your doorstep, if you can look past it with the eyes of faith, might even prove to lead to a better way to live.